When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Chloe is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Dan. Chloe, thanks for coming on the show. Before we get into your dating stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Dan?
It has been 2 weeks.
That's kind of been the sweet spot lately. How many times have you reached out to Dan in those 2 weeks?
I mean, I've reached out a couple of times, but I didn't want to sound desperate, but I just reached out a couple of times. And okay. I've heard nothing.
Nothing. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your date with Dan.
Yeah, Dan was super, super cute. And we went out to a really nice dinner, And we walked around after our dinner and we chatted.
When you say really nice, what does that mean?
It means expensive. It was an expensive dinner.
Well, where was it? Where'd you go?
We went to a steakhouse. It was adorable. Nice.
Candlelight.
Yeah. The white linen tablecloth, you know what I mean? And I really liked him. And then we walked around. There's a park across the street. So we talked for a while. And then at the end, we, had a good night kiss. And I'm just wondering what happened in between that magical date and him not responding to anything.
Is there anything that may have popped up on that date that would have been kind of awkward? Was your kiss good?
I've been analyzing all of it, you know what I mean? Replaying everything. I think the date itself was fine. I'm worried though that he thinks that my dad, I live with my dad because my dad and my little brother were visiting to look at colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stopped by my place and they came literally 10 minutes before Dan got to my house. And I didn't know what to do because he was already on his way, but my dad ended up opening the door when Dan showed up. And so I don't know. And when I guess he said something have a good time, it was just really awkward.
Did Dan mention anything on your date about thinking that you lived with your brother and dad?
No, not really. I told him, I was like, hey, my dad's here and my brother, they're just visiting. But I don't know. I guess he just didn't think I was telling the truth.
Unless your dad said something to him that you don't know about. And then also, first of all, if you did live with your dad, there's nothing wrong with it. Adults living with their parents is totally normal.
Housing and rental costs is really high, but I'm lucky enough to have my own place. But I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of.
Let's think about when you were in high school and we would go on dates. Did your dad have ever have any awkward interactions with them at that time? Just to see if old habits popped up again with your new guy.
Yeah. I mean, my dad is a troll for new guys. He's so when will you get my daughter home? Or at least he was back then. But I mean, that was years ago. And I just don't see him doing that now. And in fact, he was left alone for maybe 30 seconds while I was putting my shoes on. So I don't know. And the the thing that sucks is on the actual date, we aligned with everything, and it's so hard to find that. I mean, we were aligning on we both want kids. We have the same religious background. He is very educated, which is really important to me. Literally everything I could have ever thought that I wanted in a guy, I got with this guy.
What was the last thing he said to you?
He said, "Let's do this again." And I was like, "Great." And then we kissed, and then I went inside.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and call him and see if we can get him to tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Chloe is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Dan. So we're about to call him in a minute and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But before we do that, Chloe, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Dan?
Okay, yeah. So Dan is a 10 out of 10, meets all my criteria for everything. We had a great date. We went to a nice dinner, walked around after, sat in the park, had a good night kiss, and then I just haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. I'm thinking the only thing that it could have been was my dad said something in the 30s that my dad was visiting. I don't know. My mind is spinning. I just don't know.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why, and then see if you're still interested in another date. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dan, please?
This is Dan.
Dan, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm Nina. I'm also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria, also. On the show.
What's up, Dan?
Yep. What's up?
For real?
Yes. How are you?
Oh, great. I actually listen to you guys.
Oh.
From the time.
Sweet. So, okay, cool. Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
Yeah, I have actually.
Okay, cool. Well, guess what, Dan? Mm-hmm. Today's first date follow-up is starring you.
All right.
So you recently went on a date with someone and now you're not calling them back and they want to know why. Do you have any guesses on who that could be?
Yeah, I think I do have a pretty good guess, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, throw it out there. We'll tell you if it's right.
I mean, it's got to be Chloe.
Yes, it is, Dan. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing for that. But yes, it's Chloe.
Well, yeah, I get it.
You mind telling us why you're ghosting her?
Sure. I mean, I'm ghosting her because, you know, when we finished our date and we went our separate ways, this guy comes running out of nowhere, punches me in the face, and tells me to stay away from his sister.
What?
What?
Yeah, he's got a pretty pretty mean right hook, and I really wasn't what to do at that point. So it's just like, all right, I guess I will avoid that situation. I haven't been punched in the face since I was like a freshman or a sophomore in high school.
Did he just come punch you and then he was gone after that? Or did you guys talk at all?
No, he like came flying up out of nowhere, like my blind side. Sucker punches me in the face, and I hardly even got a look at him because I was just so surprised. You know, I kind of fell down a little bit, and he was just like, "You will stay, you know, the F away from my sister, keep away from her, or whatever." And he stalked off. Like, that was it. I was just so stunned. I didn't even know what to say, and I just was like, okay, so I got in my car and left and was just like, well, I guess that's that.
But isn't he a little guy? Didn't she say he was visiting colleges? I guess that doesn't mean he's a little guy, but yeah. I was going to say.
He's a pretty decent sized boy there, but yeah.
Dang, man.
My brother would never do that for me.
Wow. Dan, man, thank you for telling us that. I understand why you are not calling her back then. I don't think I would call someone back if that happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's just, not like her fault, though.
Yeah, but it would just be the family's drama then. I don't have to deal with the brother trying to be like that or
doing that again.
Yeah.
Well, it's like it's Thanksgiving and you get punched.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, Dan, thank you for being honest. Also, I don't know if you remember this part about the first date follow ups, but Chloe is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, I am so confused. Are you, my brother came out of nowhere and just sucker punched you in the face?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God!
I'm assuming he was your brother. I mean, I didn't really go look at him at the beginning of the date, but yeah. I mean, he just said stay away from my sister.
What? I wish you would have told me because now I have to go punch my brother. But no, I mean, listen. My brother is super protective over me because my ex-boyfriend cheated on me and there was a lot of drama. So I don't know what the hell he was thinking. But I, in his mind, it was like protecting me, even though, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. There's no excuse.
So it really probably could have been your brother because you never know. There's some crazies in the streets, you know?
I strongly feel like that's something that idiot would do.
I thought about responding back, but I mean, just thinking about it, it's just like, well, I don't know this guy. He's crazy enough to come and punch me in the face. I mean, I was going to get in my car. So I just like, I mean, I don't want this guy like tracking me down if I decided to call you back or text you back anyway. So, you know, I would have liked to, but I just, yeah, I don't know what I'm dealing with this guy. I'm just so surprised to get punched.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we meet up again? We have a take two. I tell my brother to back off, and he's going to give you a formal apology. It's going to be awkward for everyone, but he needs to apologize. And then we'll do it again because I had such a great time with you, Dan, and I really want, you know, another shot at that.
Hey, I understand. I mean, if he's just trying to be protective and he thought there was something going on that he didn't like, I'm totally down for a second date. Just definitely talk to her or talk to your brother and make sure that, you know, just make sure he's not going to stop me again. And, you know, we can take it from there, I guess.
Chloe, do you think your brother would listen to you or is he kind of a loose cannon?
He's gonna. Let me tell you that. He's going to look at me, or else he's going to punch in the face.
Well, usually I ask if you guys want to go on another date, and I'll pay for it. Well, the station will pay for it. I guess you guys already decided that. So congratulations. Yay. You guys are going out again.
Yay.
Just don't, no one get punched in the face again. Like it hurts.
No punching.
Only if it's consensual. Like if it's something, if you get, the date goes to a certain place, then have fun with it if you guys are both into that. But other than that, no more punching.
All right. Code word. Code word.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.